This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about that Democratic debate? Let me just say this. I loved it. What fun it was to watch these guys rip each other apart. Holy cow. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Watching these butt clowns eat each other alive. I want to tell you, it was a feast for sore eyes. Isn't that what they say? A sight for sore eyes? Yeah, it was a sight for sore eyes. They ripped each other apart, which, by the way, that's all they have. Look, I remember the Republicans. And it was similar. You know, it's debate. It's blood. It's a politics. It's blood sport. So, you know, there's going to be some of that. But I got to tell you, this is by far the most entertaining. I like when Donald Trump was calling, you know, what's his name? Marco, little Marco or whatever. I enjoyed it. But we had some pretty substantive stuff to talk about. And it wasn't crazy. I mean, I'm listening to these guys talk about the seriousness of global climate change. I'm watching them talk about who's going to ban the most guns and clips and ammo and bullets and magazines and whatever else. And I'm thinking to myself, these are the most uninformed people on the planet. And here's what's really funny is when you watch them destroy each other over their policies that they've all created. Oh, my gosh. Fun to watch. I kept asking myself, who has the best chance against Trump? Let me put it to you very quickly because I don't want people getting confused. None of them have any chance against Trump. But who would stand the best chance at debating Donald Trump? Now, I'm going to get to that later in the broadcast because I'm going to tell you, I watched people up there and I said, what would Trump say to this? What would Trump say to that? And, of course, I'm tweeting the whole time because people love it when I tweet. If you don't know my Twitter handle, it's at the little at sign Kevin Jackson TBS for the Black Sphere, at Kevin Jackson TBS, and you can follow my tweets. And I was destroying these guys, destroying them. Everything these guys said, you could just rebut. Sometimes I would like to have to think to go after a leftist. I don't have to. But who's got the best chance against Trump? You're probably thinking the same thing, right? I want to get to that later, because here's what I would tell you. Donald Trump would not just handle these people in a debate. He will manhandle them. He's going to, I went completely gender biased on this. He's not going to handle them. He's going to manhandle them. But there are other elements of the debate that I'd like to discuss first. And that is why you are here. That is why you have joined me here in the sphere. The collegial area of the Black Sphere University, the Kevin Jackson Show, where we teach white people how to think. And it really is that. And if you are a white person watching this debate, I hope you came to the same conclusion about what I'm going to tell you, which is the pandering of these leftists to blacks. And here's what it was. It wasn't just pandering. It was racist pandering. It was so obvious, I'm surprised that all these candidates didn't show up in whiteface. Oh, wait. Yeah. Bunch of white people up there. Hey, black people. Here's some other little trinkets I can give you. Here's some beads for Manhattan. I just knew there was going to be nothing but Popeye's chicken during the breaks, or Courvoisier, or, you know, Smith's malt liquor, or something, because it was such a black pander. Come on and get your free Escalade. I'm actually shocked that Bloomberg or what's his name, Steyer, didn't run commercials telling black people, listen, if you vote for me, I'm going to give you all a free Escalade. And, you know, those 40 acres and a mule, well, consider it done. You know, it was such a pander. Maybe Elizabeth Warren was going to pull some hot sauce out of her bra. That's if she wears a bra, because she certainly doesn't need one. Wow. What a pander. Just how many ways is there to please black folks? You know, whether they talked about education, which, let me be clear, education is racist. I agree with them. Okay, but let's analyze. Let's dig one layer deep. Who owns education? Well, that would be the leftists and the government, the present government. Not Donald Trump's government, the leftist government that we are all fighting against. And who do we blame? Democrats. They own it. As I said, they get up there, they describe every problem they create and how we're going to solve it. No, how we're going to double down on that problem. And it's funny to hear them talking because they aren't offering any real solution. They are so good about redefining the problems that every single one of them is complicit in creating. It was just interesting to watch. Democrats play to the audience in hand, folks. And if the demographic is black, then Democrats pander to blacks. I had to go on Google and look up to see, are there any white people in South Carolina? The pander was so thick. I was like, okay, when did South Carolina become all about black folks? These people were not talking about this stuff in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. But when they got to South Carolina, boy, suddenly all of them got, woohoo, look here, let me get me some fried chicken. Start talking to these black folks. I brought me some collard greens and some cornbread, and we're going to have some pig feet. Y'all, anybody up for chitlins? Wow. Black people got the raw deal. You're prison. Black people are in prisons and prisons and prisons. Black people have terrible schools, blah, blah, blah. Everything they were talking about, who gave them a raw deal, it was Democrats. But the one that got me was when Bloomberg said, as a black man, I don't believe that a black man I would have achieved the success that I have. And here was the irony. Bloomberg said that a black man couldn't have achieved the success that he has, yet he likely won't achieve the success of the black man who became president. Oh my gosh. Of course, nobody's going to stand up and say anything about that. Because if I'd have been at the debate, I would have said, well, you know, Mike, it's funny that, Mini Mike, it's funny that you say that. When you seek the position that a black man has achieved, and the likelihood of you getting it, at least according to polls, is pretty bad. It sounds to me like America's done pretty well, and black people are doing okay.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How racist and demeaning the Democrats are. Their debate brought it all out. Bloomberg saying a black man, he couldn't have achieved what he achieved as a black man, and he doesn't believe a black man could have achieved what he achieved had he been black or whatever. It was all of that. Black people can't do this, can't do this. Oh, holy mother of Oprah. What can we accomplish without Democrats? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Demeaning. How in the heck are black people successful without the help of Democrats, without the help of government? Whew. Glad these white people have stepped in to help us out. And here was another irony. Hey, listen, black people, we'd like to help you, but that's why we got rid of all of our other black Democrats. Mm-hmm. That's why we did it. Now we're going to pander to you. Now that we've dumped all the black folks, and now we're relegated to just the rich white people, we're going to help you again. Boy, boy, oh boy. I could talk about that subject for days. I don't need any other subjects because, and if we had clips, I would illuminate every single thing that these people said. Tom Steyer, I'm going to give black people reparations. I'm the only candidate up here that believes in reparations. Well, you're the only idiot. You're the only person willing to tell black folks, hey, all of you who have suffered nothing. Oh, I get it. It's a generational thing, right? Nah, 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 nah. All of you who've suffered nothing. You never pick cotton in the hot sun with some massa standing over you. But you know what? I'm going to give you reparations. You were never a slave. Nobody ever owned any of you that is alive today. But you're going to get reparations because you know why? All of that strife, everything that the government has done to help you overcome it, affirmative action, all these other things, still hasn't made up for it. And you know what, folks? It never will to people like Steyer. They want to baby black people. Hey, poor little black man, I can help you. So Steyer, I'm giving low interest or no interest. I don't know. When he did that, I tweeted. I said, hey, Steyer, where can I get my money? Why do you have to be in government for me to get my reparations? Don't you think that's a legitimate question? Why does he have to be in government? Why do you have to be president? If I come to you right now, or if I bring a bunch of brothers to you, not threatening, okay, and we come and say, hey, listen, you mentioned getting our fair share from you. You got 36 bill, baby. Why don't you give a brother some stuff here, right? Tom Steyer acts like in order to pay reparations, he's got to be in government. Nope. If you want to pay reparations, just let me tell you how you do it, Tom Steyer. You put out an ad to say, hey, black people, come get your reparations at Steyer and Company and see how many of us line up, because I'll be in that line. If you want to give away your money, I'll come take it. I'll come get mine, because you can't say I'll come take it, because, you know, there's some people out there that think you mean it in a bad way, that you mean it sinister. No, I'm not talking sinister. He's talking about giving it away. I'll take it. It's funny watching these guys jump on each other to get their points in. They would be asked a question about guns, and they'd go, well, you know, I want to talk about this education thing, this bill, you know. And, of course, that's the way debates are. Joe Biden getting mad. Joe Biden, the other people are talking. They're getting to talk. I don't get to talk. What's going on? Why are the rules changing? Why are the rules changing? But they needed fact checkers between commercials just so they could come back in and say, you're lying. You're lying. But as far as the rules go, since when have Democrats ever cared about the rules? They interrupt. They filibustered. So, for those of you who are waiting for the suspense, who won the debate? Kevin, what are you thinking? Give us your answer, black man. I'll tell you. Donald Trump won the debate. Democrats offered no substantial ideas to improve America. It was more of the same. This country sucks. We got to get rid of Donald Trump. And when we do that, guess what? We'll get to make it suck even worse. We'll get to fix all of our problems, the ones that we created. And it's funny, I'm curious to see how the Democrats believe they can sell the idea that Trump has this crappy economy. You know, how do you sell that? How do you sell people on the idea that in a time of plenty, when everything's booming, the main thing affecting the stock market right now is this coronavirus, and that's going to go away. And let me tell you, go get QQQ right now, because the stock market is going to fly back up to 29,000. You're going to make 8% on your money right away. But anyway, everything's going pretty well for the president and the economy, and these guys want to offer doom and gloom. How bad it is. What I'm going to do to fix what Donald Trump's already fixing. If that's the strategy, good luck. Because let me tell you, all the indicators are bad news for Democrats. And look, folks, I don't come on this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, to tell you what you want to hear. Because there are people out there from time to time, Kevin, you're just an optimist, man. No, I'm not. I'm a pragmatist. I'm not an optimist. I hope for the best, plan for the worst. Believe me, I'm not just out here going, oh boy, ooh, come on now. You know, you can be something, and, you know, I'm not the Pinocchio. I will tell you if I think it's bad. And it ain't bad for us. It's bad for the Democrats. By the way, they went from one angry white guy to two angry white guys. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders looked like they were about to blow gaskets at times. I thought Bernie could easily have another heart attack. Let me tell you something. I'm not even joking about this. Bernie Sanders could unquestionably have another heart attack during this this cycle. As things get tighter and tighter, more stress is heaped on him, and it's coming. I'm telling you, don't be shocked if one or two of these dudes ends up, you know, in the hospital. Biden lectured. He tried to play Tommy Tough Butt. I don't think it worked, particularly when your eyebrows can't move. When you get angry, those eyebrows have to be able to come together so you can have that sinister look. Joe Biden can't do that. So he looks like he's got the same look on his face. Well, he did, there was a point where he did look angry, so I can't say he didn't look completely angry. But the biggest thing about Joe Biden, and I don't know if you guys caught it, I don't know how you could miss this, but he's done it all. There's literally no piece of legislation he didn't sponsor. There was no record that he didn't beat. I mean, Joe the plagiarist, Joe the liar, Joe Biden, the Brian Williams of politics. There's nothing you could say that Joe couldn't trump you with. Brags about meeting other world leaders when POTUS, the president of the United States, is the top dog. Why? That would be like, you know, Bon Jovi bragging about meeting a house band. Really? Still tries to use Obama for some cheap, you know, Barack and I, you know, our administration did this, and he wants to sound so authoritarian, and people are looking at him going, dude, you can't even play front runner right. You can't even beat a loudmouth, angry old dude, old socialist from Vermont. And here you are trying to give yourself some props.
I've met with all these world leaders. Who else has met with these world leaders?
None of us, but guess what? Not that big of a deal, because they should be happy to meet with us.
We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacting to President Trump and the Trump administration's moves regarding the growing coronavirus threat, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
The administration began monitoring efforts and enacted common sense travel restrictions to help blunt and delay the spread of the virus here in our country.
Opening the Senate, McConnell ripped Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for his harsh criticism of the administration efforts. The Molson Coors Brewery campus in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is closed after a gunman killed five brewery workers before killing himself on Wednesday. More than 1,000 people work in more than 20 buildings on what's known locally as Miller Valley. And the Northeast is expected to feel the brunt of Old Man Winter today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the system will bring rain and heavy snow to New England as it moves toward the coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mentioned earlier that it was pandering to blacks. Mark Dice got this clip of Bernie Sanders. This is the pander that just cracked me up. Check this out, folks.
And I'll tell you what else we're going to do. We're going to provide help to the African-American, Latino, Native American community to start businesses to sell legal marijuana rather than let a few corporations control the legalized marijuana market.
Okay, Bernie Sanders offering dope to black people. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you guys sell your dope to yourselves, and you can cut out the middleman, the white guy, and therefore, you will become rich just like I'd have. There we go. Bernie Sanders, socialist, talking about capitalism for blacks, and the enticement is dope. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com or thekevinjacksonshow.com. I tell you, you got to love it. You got to love Bernie Sanders, the communist dictator, the guy who loves communist dictators, and by the way, hates the very country that he wants to be the leader of. So do many of the Democrats. It's funny, people vying for the job. If you were having to fight for something and you wanted to point out some of the inconsistencies and things like that, I get it. But when it comes through that you just don't like us, you know, too many men have run this country. We need to be with them. This is Elizabeth Warren. I hate men. I hate America and I hate men. We need to change this country so it's more women centric. Okay, fine. Yeah, Bernie Sanders. I hate America because we're too imperialist. We don't give enough free stuff away. And until we give more free stuff away, I'm going to hate this country. And pick whatever else. Bloomberg's got a reason to hate. Biden's got a reason to hate. You know what Donald Trump comes up and says, you know, America is going to be great, and here's what we're going to do. It's not, look, we all recognize our problems. Think about it from a personal perspective. I want to put you in the head of the individual voter. Do people need to come up and tell the average person, hey, look, you need to do something about your hair, or you need to do something about your weight, or you know what? Wouldn't hurt you to go back to school and learn a few things. Do you think you don't know your flaws? Let me put it that way. Do you know your flaws? If I came up to you within 15 minutes and sort of knew what you were about, and I started saying, like, you know, it's really funny that you got that lump on your neck. You ought to get that fixed. Do you think you don't know you got the lump on your neck and you've been thinking about getting it fixed? Or have I just irritated you? Because most people I know, they know what their problems are. But if I walked up to you and said, you know, you have wonderful eyes. Or what a smile. How are you going to feel about me? I want you to apply that little microcosm contact to the macrocosm. What Donald Trump is saying to people around America is, you know what? You have a wonderful smile. You have a great way about you. I like your giving spirit. And on and on. He's not telling you about the lump on your neck or the brown patch you got under your eye or whatever. He's finding the good in you. Democrats can't do that. It's just not in their DNA. Now, I want to go through some of these candidates. I started with Biden. I thought Biden held his own. He's still the grouchy old, grumpy old guy. And he joined Bernie Sanders to become an angry old man. But he did as good as Biden can do in a debate. And the only thing he kept saying is, look at the polls. I'm the guy that's most likely to beat Trump. I'll get into that. I don't believe Biden is the guy most likely to beat Trump. I've assessed his ability to debate. His ability to debate multiple people is horrible. Wait until Donald Trump is calling him a liar. Donald Trump's going, all you want to do is take credit. You know what? Just shut up. You didn't do that. You took credit for this. It never happened. You said you took fire when the plane was going down. That never happened. Does anything you say, is it truthful? You people, all that you do is talk about how many times I lie. Look at my record. Look at this economy. Look at what's going on here. Look at this. And Trump will just destroy this dude. Anyway, talking about Sanders right now. I think he did the worst. He was more than angry. He didn't have the responses he needed to be the front runner, and they jumped him from the beginning. And you know what they jumped him on? Being a socialist. Right now, people are suing in Florida to keep Sanders off the ballot. I don't know if it's going to be possible, but they're suing. They're saying, we can't have a, quote, independent on the Democratic ticket. Somebody fact check me on this. I think Sanders is a registered independent. He's not a Democrat. I don't know. If that's the case, can he really run as a Democrat? We don't need the technicality, quite frankly. Bring on Bernie. I would love to see Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders debating, and Donald Trump saying, you know, it's really funny, Bernie, your idea of socialism, if your idea of socialism applies to everybody, then let's bring it on, because we're going to make a lot of millionaires. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of millionaires. And let me tell you, the biggest Achilles heel for old angry Bernie is the fact that he is a millionaire. He does not believe in donating to charity. His records show it. I mean, forget all this craziness, his crazy antics, and how much money he wants to give away. And by the way, they were fact-checking him on, well, what exactly is the cost of your program? Well, it's only $47 million. It's $2 billion in, three. And they were like, well, do the math. And those Buttigieg, well, the math doesn't add up. And I will be honest, they didn't destroy him, but they certainly got their punches in. And the biggest punches came from him being a socialist. So Bernie, here's what he said in his clip. Let's play the clip.
Misconception, and you're hearing it here tonight, is that the ideas I'm talking about are radical. They're not. In one form or another, they exist in countries all over the world. Healthcare is a human right. We have the necessity, the moral imperative, to address the existential threat of climate change. Other countries are doing that. We don't need more people in jail, disproportionately African American, than any other country on earth. Not a radical idea. The motto, the saying that moves me the most is from Nelson Mandela. And Mandela said, everything is impossible until it happens. And that means if we have the guts to stand up to powerful special interest, we're doing phenomenally well. If we can bring working people together, black and white and Latino, we can create a nation.
All right, Senator.
Where all people have a good standard of living.
Senator Warren.
Couple of things about what old radical crazy Bernie said, listening to Kevin Jackson. So he says, these ideas exist all over the world. That's true. But guess who has the best formula? America. Why should we be listening to all these other ideas. See, that's the thing about people like Bernie is that they, I love that they always want to, oh, well, look at what Scandinavia is doing. Look at what Europe is doing. Look at what, you know, so-and-so is doing. And let's take that. And the idea is we're going to take the best of those. Guess what? We've already done it. It's called the free market. It's called capitalism. We've done it. It's got elements of communism. That's not bad, folks. Let me give you communism. Roads and bridges. We all use them. It's communal. Let me give you communism. Hospital systems. We do have nationalized health care. There's a hospital available to you everywhere you go. County hospitals are required to treat you. They don't treat you, you know, for everything that you do, because some of it you've got to do for yourself. But we have these things. That's communism. Socialism. We have elements of socialism. We've got all kinds of programs that help people temporarily. But you know what we mostly are? A free market capitalist society where you take your idea, you go make money from it. Bernie did it. He's unapologetic about becoming a millionaire. And as I said, he stopped saying millionaires and the billionaires. And now he only says the billionaires, which, by the way, is tells you everything you need to know about Bernie Sanders. The minute that the attack is on himself, he then says, OK, I can no longer attack myself because I made it. So what? You're not going to make it. I'm only going to pick on the next group. And I said it the other day. If Bernie becomes a billionaire, then he's going to have to figure out who to pick on after that, because he's not going to decry himself. He'd probably attack the middle class. So that's number one. He says health care is all over the world. Bernie won't tell you. Substandard health care, not better than ours. He then talks about the existential threat of climate change, which I'm not even going to debate. It's weather, and I don't care what anybody says. You're not getting a nickel out of me for weather. He talks about more people being in jail in America. He's lying. There are more people in jail in China than in any other country, if you include everybody that they jail, but Bernie doesn't want to tell you that. And then he, of course, makes it racial because it's about black people. And then I love this one. We're going to bring working people together. What planet is this? This dude has never had a job to understand. Working people have been brought together. We've been working together for decades. But Bernie thinks he's got new
ideas.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It was a fun night watching the Democrats go at each other. I don't know how much of it you watched. I watched probably, I'm going to say, an hour of the debate, and I finally had to turn it off. It was just, it's just tough to handle. You're just listening to the same old crap. All of them trying. The one thing we've got to, that we all agree on, we've got to beat Trump. Well, why do you agree on that? That to me says, look, I get you're running in a race against President Trump. I get it. You want to be president. But really, our goal is we got to beat Trump. And one person will mention something, you know, like, we've got this terrible whatever. Look at what he's done to our foreign policy. And you go, like the sky's falling, and you're going, what, improved it? made it amazingly good. I mean, I just want to be the dude on stage being the naysayer. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find us. Go back and listen to these shows and podcasts. Some of these shows are really funny and insightful. I'm serious. I was listening. We were cutting something up, one of my producers, and I was listening to some points we were making. I'm not even kidding. It was like I was listening to some dude I'd come from outer space and heard somebody talking. It was so insightful what I said, and I can't even remember what it was, being honest with you. We do a show. Once I've cut that show, I don't even know what I said. I'm not even trying to be funny. I really believe at times it's a gift from God. Chris Harris runs unhyphenatedamerica.org for me, and he went on Fox and Friends the other day, and he called me up so we could prep, and he's telling me, yeah, Kev, they want an assessment of the debate, and they want to talk about this policy. And I was rattling off the thing, and Chris was like, dude, how do you do this? I mean, Chris is a bright guy, but he's going, Kev, how do you come up with this stuff so fast? I said, Chris, I wish I could tell you. Other than, you know, it's divine providence. God just says, here you go, Kev. And I'm grateful for it. I really am. But the problem is, he doesn't let me remember it. God doesn't let me remember what I say or what, you know, except for lying skanks. That one God warned me about, and that's okay. I'll come out the other end all right. It's gone. We were talking about this Democratic debate, candidate assessments. I've gone through Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders to some degree. We'll circle back on a few of them. But Tom Steyer, one-trick pony, sounds alarm bells more than anybody. Global climate change. And as I mentioned earlier, he promised a reparations package for black people. And then he actually took credit for impeaching Trump. I was the first one to call for the impeachment of Donald Trump. He thinks that's a feather in his cap. Being honest with you, Steyer shouldn't even be on the stage. He should be wherever they put Tulsi Gabbard, because he's going to get no traction. So I don't know what else to say about him. Bloomberg, it was interesting. I thought Bloomberg made the best recovery of everybody, but that was because he was so bad in the first debate. And then he even tried to make a joke, saying that his and he couldn't figure out the name. I think he ended up saying competitors. I'm surprised they showed up. They should be afraid of after the butt kicking I gave them after the first debate, or something along those lines. And the joke completely flubbed because Bloomberg can't tell a joke. It was painful to watch. And of course, then you could tell it was so contrived because he was trying to get it in. He couldn't wait. While I have a few minutes and you've given me my time, let me just make one comment completely off the subject. And then now let's go back to global climate change. It was like, where'd that come from? Hey, it is what it is. When you're a crazy billionaire, maybe nobody cares. But he was most improved. He came across better than he did in the first debate. Easy, you know, easy bar to get over. And I think at some point he's really going to look like the best choice, because everybody, Buttigieg is a joke. I'm going to talk about him in a bit. He looks like a little kid. He gives you platitudes, you know, wants to always bring in his husband, which I use my finger quotes, because gay people like him cannot have, they aren't married. You got a significant other or whatever, but call him whatever you want. He's a teacher, and he's not making enough money. You know what? Between the two of you, you're probably doing okay. He tried to punch up to get a few licks in, but mostly it was just more of the same old platitudes. But anyway, Bloomberg did the best in my opinion, and, you know, held his own. Warren went at him. And so I was looking, and some of the pundits were like, oh, Warren, you know, and they were, after they beat up on Sanders, went back at each other. Bloomberg pretty much put a wet blanket on top of Warren, the fire she tried to light. He just, and he did it in such a way that of all the candidates, he's the least panderer of them, even though he's up there. Believe me, they all pander, but he was the least one that it came across so pandering. And the thing is, Bloomberg ran a big city, whether you like it or not, he did, and he's got a record of something. Buttigieg, whenever they start talking about records, you see that dude, man, he runs like a scalded dog. He ran South Bend, Indiana, into the ground. Nothing's changed for South Bend. Go look up the demographics. A town of roughly 100,000 people. It's not a big city. It's got massive crime. Double the crime of the state. Double the crime of the national average. Double. I mean, it's a small town that's got so many. I mean, you would think it's a little Chicago. And I'm not even kidding about this. Go look it up. It's the only improvements that have come in South Bend have come at the essentially through policies of Donald Trump, the previous governor, and the previous and of course the Vice President Mike Pence, who ran the state for a while. That's it. So Buttigieg can try to take credit, but he's a little town guy that has no policy positions that lend themselves for him to be president. And he didn't. There was nothing he said or did that made him stand out. So that was what my assessment is of him. More platitudes. Klobuchar, no pizzazz at all. I think she's done, in my opinion. She, and again, I go back to, as I'm assessing these guys, every one of them, I'm going, what would happen in a debate with Donald Trump if they said this or if this question were asked? Can you imagine Donald Trump debating, now I'm going to go back to Buttigieg, and him saying, what exactly have you accomplished? What have you accomplished? I mean, your city's in ruins and tatters. If it weren't for my vice president, you wouldn't even exist. You'd probably wouldn't even be elected. I mean, I could just see Trump. You know, you're like a kid. I mean, it's fun. You're like a little child trying to play politics. I don't know what Donald Trump would say, but these are things I would say to him. I look at you and I go, you're a kid playing politics. How did you even get to this level is really a testament to how bad the Democrats are. I mean, I can't even imagine the debate. Yeah, so tell us exactly what your foreign policy experience is, Mr. Buttigieg. Oh, that's right. You served in the military? Yeah, we have your record here. You never were front-facing. You did this. All you did, essentially your military service was you wanting to get into politics. I don't know what he's going to say, and I know people, you can't pick on the military. Yes, you can. Donald Trump, there's no sacred cow. He will pick on you and your military service. He'll say, you didn't really, you went over there. Look, I've been to Iraq as much as you. I fought as much as you fought. What are you talking about, the military? What, you're going to decimate the military. You've already said it. You're going to do this. He'd destroy him. Klobuchar, back to her. She's trying to play the Midwestern moderate. Didn't work very well. She looked anemic. People were jumping in. I know she's trying to play by the rules. It's not going to work. She's trying to come off as the moderate. The moderates are not winning in these debates. And I don't know what the thing was that the debate thing had Sanders winning 30%, which I disagree with. Next, I believe was it Warren and Bloomberg? Bloomberg was up there. I remember Joe Biden was like 17% said Joe Biden won, just to kind of give you perspective. But Klobuchar was at the bottom. So in the previous debate, she did okay. Had a couple of quippy moments. Of course, because everybody was attacking Bloomberg, he was the target. But here's what you noticed in this debate. Sanders became the target. And even though they jumped him at the beginning, they kept getting punches in throughout the debate. So what they were saying to him is, you're not going to get through this unscathed. And this is what I love about this. And I told you guys before, as you watch these guys debate, understand a few things. Oh, by the way, let me get to Warren because I'm going to run out of time. Warren, Bloomberg was ready for her, had comebacks for most of her comebacks. But so they missed the opportunity to crush him in the first debate. And here's what I say to that. He will be much more formidable in the coming debates because he's now going to be much more poised. He knows what the attacks are, and his team is he's bought the A-team, so he's going to be tough.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.